Chapter 4. Jonathan Harker's Journal, Continued.
May 19th. Yesterday evening, I was ordered by the Count to send out 3 letters indicating that I was on my way back to England. However, each letter had a different starting date for my journey. I did not ask the reason for this. I feared to anger the Count. He then asked me to date the first letter June 12th, the second a week later, and the last June 29th. Now, I think I know how long I have to live. May 31st. Today I woke up and found that all of my things, my travel clothes, and my business papers, were all gone. I guessed that this was some kind of punishment for my behavior earlier in the month. Some poor travelers have stopped for a couple of days to rest outside of the castle. I could see them from my bedroom window. It seemed the perfect opportunity to have letters sent to my boss and to Mina. Quickly, I wrote them out, describing my troubles here, and then, after putting them in envelopes, I threw them out of the window. One of the travelers picked it up and gave me a look that seemed to show he knew what I wanted. However, later that evening, the Count appeared with the letters in his hands. My heart almost jumped out of my chest when I saw them. He said nothing to me, but simply held them over an oil lamp until they completely burned. The Count then smiled and suggested that I go to bed. I left immediately for my room. June 21st. 2 workers approached the castle today with 2 large wagons full of boxes. I could tell they were empty by the way the men easily unloaded them. I tried calling out to them for help, but they pretended not to hear me and soon left. At times, I can hear the sound of people working somewhere outside of the castle. I now know that it's the travelers. The Count has hired them to do something for him. The most troubling thing I have noticed, however, is that the Count has begun to wear my traveling clothes when he leaves the castle at night from his window. I fear that this is to make people blame me for the terrible things he does in the nearby villages. God help me. June 25th. The first of those 3 letters was sent out today. I feel death approaching. I must do something. I must somehow get to the Count's room in the daytime. For that has to be when he sleeps. I will try to enter through his window now. If I'm not successful, then it is farewell to my friends and to Mina. I have done it. What strange things I have now learned. I managed, with not too great difficulty, to climb down the outside wall into the Count's room. I was happy to find it quite empty, except for a very large pile of gold coins in one corner. There were several doors in the room. All of them were locked except for one. I slowly opened it and found a set of stairs leading downward. Following them, the smell of fresh dirt grew stronger as I went further down. Finally, I ended up in an old prayer room. In the room were several other stone stairs leading underground. Although I was frightened, I walked down them to see what I could find. Down below, there were 50 of the boxes brought by the workers a week ago. They were all full of freshly dug dirt. I saw the Count inside one of them. His eyes were open wide, but he did not seem to be alive. I walked over to his box and was about to search his pockets for the castle keys, but his eyes took away all of my courage. I immediately ran back to my room to try to plan what to do next. June 29th. The Count left the castle today dressed again in my clothing. After all, today is supposed to be the day I leave Bistritz for England, according to the 3rd letter he made me write. "I'm afraid our work is now finished, my friend," he said to me earlier this evening in the library. "Tomorrow, my driver will take you to Borgo Pass, where a carriage will be waiting to carry you back to Bistritz." I did not believe him. "Couldn't I leave now?" I asked. "And risk meeting a pack of wolves?" I knew I was beaten, There was nothing for me to do but go to my room. As I prepared for bed, I heard the sound of people talking very quietly outside of my door.
"Not now. You'll have your fun tomorrow night,"
said the voice. This was followed by the sound of soft laughter. I ran to the door and opened it. Outside stood the three evil women I had seen in the room downstairs. They were still laughing when they suddenly disappeared. This, then, is to be my last day alive. I pray to God for help. June 30th. This morning I got up and did my best to prepare for death by praying. Then the desire to live suddenly rushed through me, and I decided to get the key to the castle no matter how dangerous. I climbed back down the castle wall to the room with a pile of gold. From there, I made my way to the room full of boxes. Count Dracula was exactly where I had found him before. Without hesitation, I reached into the sleeping man's pockets, but they were empty. His face seemed to wear a knowing smile. At that moment, I thought to myself, "My God, I'm helping this horrible man to move to England, where he can regularly practice his evil." The urge to kill him grew strong within me. I picked up a shovel and swung the edge of its blade down hard. The shovel bounced off his head, leaving only a small cut on his face. He did not make a single movement. Then the sound of an approaching carriage could be heard from outside. I remember the Count mentioning the coming of those same workers to carry away the travelers who had been working for him. I ran back to my room for fear that they might find me. For several hours I'd been writing to the sounds of their loading the boxes onto their wagons and nailing the tops of them shut. They mean to leave me here alone for those women to kill. But I'll not die so easily. I'll do my best to run away, even if I must die trying.